part of our continued coverage of Budget 2023, we have James Kelleher, Chartered Accountant, partner with Kelleher O'Shea, Chartered Accountants and Registered Auditors, with us on the line to answer your questions. Also, Robert Lynch, INOU, that's the Irish National Organisation for Unemployed, Manager of the Welfare Information Service with the INOU. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. I'm going to start with you, James. A couple of questions coming into us, and they seem to be in relation to concerns over this vacant property tax. The devil being in the detail on this one. Is the vacant property tax a tax that people with second houses are not paying or will have to pay from this?
Good morning, Gerry. The tax, as you rightly pointed out earlier this morning, is to try and get more stock into the market and people with second properties that may not be renting them. So this will apply to properties that are occupied for less than 30 days in a 12-month period. So people that are renting second properties at the moment won't fall into this bracket. And there's also a number of exemptions that it will fall out. So if properties are listed for sale currently, or if they're under refurbishment, or if somebody is in long-term care or is out of a property because of illness, they also will be excluded. So there will be more detail that will filter through between here and the Finance Act is published on the 20th of October.
Okay, so that's the detail coming through on that. Suggestions that there are a number of loopholes. Another question in here, caller's mother is in a nursing home. Her own house is vacant at the moment. Is she liable to pay this vacant home tax? Extremely worried about it.
No, I believe she'll be fine and that she'll qualify under the exemption that she's in long-term care.
Yeah, just a question that occurred to me, and look, again, more detail to be worked out in the Revenue Commissioners and I will be looking at this one. But if you had an empty home, for whatever reason, maybe a holiday home, maybe something like that, if it's up for rent currently, then you're exempt from the tax. Is all you have to do to put an ad up there in one of the providers and then not take anyone in to rent to get around it?
Well, I think if someone has a holiday home, Gerry, as you've mentioned, they're probably using it for more than 30 days in a year, and it will be self-assessed. And it'll probably be a case of how do you justify that it has been used for 30 days in a 12-month period?
How do you prove it, yeah. I suppose, if it comes to that self-assessment, if you're ever asked a question by Revenue?
Yeah, and I think that'll be down to individuals and showing that. Could be something as easy as, you know, electricity bills going up for a period or other charges that where you were maybe situated. If you've a holiday home in a different location, you may be taking cash out of an ATM in that location to prove that you were in that
yes.
area.
Yeah, okay, that might be one way around it. Okay, Robert, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us as well on the programme. Couple of questions to get to. Overall, first of all, from the INO's point of view, what's the view on this budget? €12 on core social welfare payment increases, but a whole suite of one-off measures as well for people.
Okay, thank you for inviting us along this morning. Yeah, certainly, in relation to the overall package, like a lot of other organisations and groups, we do welcome any increase, we do welcome any funding that's made available to try and alleviate some of the problems people are having. The €12 increase is not what we were looking for. We were calling for a minimum of a €20 increase to address the cost of living and the increase in prices, so we are a little bit disappointed in that. And we would have welcomed a higher rate of payment. The once-off payments, the additional payments that have been announced, again, are welcome. But we do need to ensure that it's not simply just once-off payment, that there needs to be a consistent and strategic approach in ensuring that the rising costs of living and the rising costs of people on the lowest source of income, usually people on social welfare, is taken into consideration. And that they are supported and provided for in what are going to be very difficult times.
Certainly is the case. Okay, we have a couple of questions for you, Robert, from people that have been coming in already this morning. The first of those in relation to a listener who's listening says, I believe there's to be €400 lump sum for fuel allowance recipients, but what about the weekly payment? Has that increased and when does it start, asks Mary.
Yes, the weekly fuel allowance payment will be €33 per week, and that will be applicable in 2023. And that will apply to all persons who qualify for the fuel allowance based on the means test.
Okay. If you live alone, listener is 45 years of age, do I get the €500 and when?
Okay, so there's a range of issues there that provide the 500, so it's important to know what they are. So, for example, if somebody's in receipt of the working family payment, they'll receive the living lump sum payment. If they're in receipt of a carer support grant, which would be something like carer's allowance, carer's benefit, or the domiciliary care allowance, they would receive 500. And also people who are in receipt of a disability payment and a longer term disability payment will receive a 500 euro cost of living disability supplement. So the answer is yes, if the person is on one of those payments, then they will.
Okay, yes. They will receive those. Okay, what's the criteria now for receiving fuel allowance? A caller wants to know. This caller has been refused on three occasions for it as they were 14 euro over the threshold.
Okay, so there was an announcement in the budget in relation to the thresholds regarding the fuel allowance. They will take effect from January 2023. So for a person who's aged over 70, the disregard is 500 euros. And where it's a couple, it's 1,000 euros. For the normal fuel allowance means test, the threshold for it has increased from 120 euros to 200 euros. Per week.
Okay, so 120 euros to 200 euros per week would affect from January 2023. Would that take care of those people who are close to the threshold, such as this listener was, Robert?
Yes, more than likely that will include them, yes.
Okay, all right. James, back to you. A number of people getting in touch and a number of landlords getting in touch, not too happy, nowhere near enough done in relation to landlords and renters in relation to the budget to stop, I suppose, what people are saying with regards to the exodus with landlords from the situation. I know there was updates on the help to buy this. 500 euro for renters, first of all. What's your take on what's been done here?
Yeah, so I suppose, like from a tax perspective, Gerry, the overall tax package was only 1.1 billion out of an overall budget of 11 billion. So yeah. just slightly over 10%. So there's very little tax in this budget. Most of the reliefs have been pushed through the social welfare side of the house. In terms of the renting, yes, I would agree with some of those comments. The 500 euro per person per year will be a credit and will be applicable for 2022, can be claimed, we're being told, at the start of 2023. And then in 2023 onwards, you'll be able to be claimed within the year. In relation to landlords, pre-letting expenses, that threshold of 5,000 euro previously has gone up to 10,000 euro. But obviously, anyone that has done anything in relation to enhancement or refurbishment will know the cost of building products has significantly increased in the last 12 months. So it's something, but they won't feel a lot of relief there either.
And is that only for, let's say, people who are currently carrying out those works or those pre-letting expenses, existing landlords or existing tenants in, they won't be able to apply retrospectively for that?
No, it'll be for properties that have been vacant for within 6 months, last 6 months. Previously, it was a 12-month criteria, and the amount was 5,000. So the amount's gone to 10,000, and if the property has been vacant for 6 months, you can avail of that increased threshold now.
Okay, the amount, as James was saying, that was done on the social welfare side in this budget versus the taxation side. Lots of questions coming in for you, Robert, in relation to social welfare. A listener gets in touch just wondering if you could tell me, does a person that's living alone on disability allowance and getting fuel allowance, do they get the 500 euro and the 400 euro as well as the 200 euro? A Tralee listener asks.
Yes, they should receive all of those payments because each of the additional payments that are available are based on the individual payment that the person's in receipt of. So where a person is in receipt of the fuel allowance, where the person is in receipt of a disability allowance, each one of those attaches its own additional payment as announced in the budget. So yes, they should receive all of those, yes.
Okay, and James is over 70, living alone and on a contributory pension. Are those pensions means tested? He does not receive fuel allowance at the moment. Is that correct or should he apply?
Okay, so yes, the contributory, the fuel allowance is means tested. Persons who are in receipt of the contributory state pension can apply. they can qualify to receive the payment, but their eligibility for the fuel allowance is based on the means test. So while the payment itself enables them to apply for the fuel allowance, their qualification for the payment depends on their means. So that would include things like savings, investments, property other than their own home. That will all be taken into consideration in relation to whether or not they receive the payment.
Okay. James, if I can ask you, on the business side of things, now, a decision was made not to increase PRSI, which would be welcomed by employers, even though some saying that's kicking the can down the road here. But the government has announced in a major, the major thing for businesses is this energy support scheme to help reduce their skyrocketing energy bills. A temporary business energy support scheme, $1.25 billion. What do businesses need to know about it?
Yes, Gerry. Okay, that's going to be looking at your energy bills based on 21 and the current bills. It's going to look at the increase in the unit rate. So that's an important point, that it's going to be the unit rate and not the value. And if there's been an increase in the unit rate over 50%, then you'll be entitled to claim a deduction up or a relief up to 40% or a maximum of 10,000. But again, that is going to help a lot of businesses that would have been under severe pressure in the coming months with high energy costs.
And it will depend. I know it's slated to come in to businesses in November. It'll be backdated to September. So important that it's easier to manage for businesses and that it will happen quickly.
Yeah, look, most of these things are done online now in terms of claiming these release back. It's important that it has to go through EU approval, and I would presume that will come through in the next few weeks and prior to the Finance Act being published on the 20th of October. And then we'll probably have more details in relation to how the scheme will be applied.
Okay, a listener asks, what about the vacant houses being used for Airbnb for those profiting big time from it? No local property renters to rent in. Very unfair to renters and hoteliers. Well, if you are renting your property out, then you are using it, so you won't have to pay this vacant property tax. Is that right, James?
That's right. The property will have to be vacant. So I think the key point there is that if it's been used less than 30 days in a 12-month period, so anyone renting it out or doing Airbnb over the summer months will fall out of that.
Okay, another listener getting in touch, Robert, with questions for you. When are the social welfare rises coming in? Is there a date? Is it straight away?
Yes, nearly all of the changes to the social welfare system will occur in January 2023, almost immediately after the new year, yes.
Okay, will all social welfare recipients receive the €12 increase?
Nearly all of the social welfare recipients will receive the additional €12 payment, yes.
Yeah, and it's important that's the ongoing, continued and permanent increase as opposed to the once-off benefits that are being rolled out.
That's correct, yes. That's effectively the yearly budgetary increase in the rate of payment on most social welfare payments, as you said, not to be confused with the once-off large sum amounts that are being made in particular circumstances, yes.
Yeah. Gerry, just wondering, can parents claim the €500 rental credit if paying for rent for student children in student accommodation?
Yeah, I believe they can, Gerry, but again, the rent amount will apply to a certain value of rent, which based on current rental market around cities where students will be going to college, I think that'll be fine. But again, yeah, the detail will be in the Finance Act.
They'll qualify for that, yeah, for sure, and more detail to come in the Finance Act in relation to that. Okay, Robert, does everyone on disability benefit qualify for the €500 extra given out in yesterday's budget?
In relation to disability payments, I'm just checking, the issue there is in relation to the amount of money that they would receive. So the carer's support grant, okay, is that specific payment. That carer support grant is for carer's allowance, carer's benefit and domiciliary care allowance. Okay.
Sure.
In relation to the other payments, the other €500 ones, they will be paid to people getting a long-term disability payment. So in relation to illness benefit, that is not payable on the illness benefit because that's not classed as a long-term disability payment.
Okay. All right. Living alone allowance, any changes in yesterday's budget?
There's no major changes in relation to the living alone allowance in relation to the budget yesterday, apart from the €200 cost of living lump sum payment for pensioners and people with a disability.
Okay, all right. On fuel allowance, caller says they're giving the impression that more people are going to be able to avail of the fuel allowance, but you have to be accepted for fuel allowance before October or you don't get it. So does that needs to be clarified. Do we know what the situation is at the moment with that, Robert?
As with a lot of the payments that have attached the extra payments and extra considerations, there is an acceptance by the department that there would be people who have made applications for payments, and those applications would be in process when these payments are being made. So there is an issue there in relation to when a person does qualify, anything that they would have qualified for on the payment may be awarded retrospectively. Now, they are looking at the dates when that applies. So, for example, if the payment is in November and the person applied in July and they didn't come through until December, the question would then be, would the person qualify for the payment in November because they qualified in December? So effectively the answer is yes, it's highly likely that people who were in process when certain payments were made will qualify for those payments.
Okay, listener asks, when does the childcare payment reduction come into effect, Robert?
The childcare payment reduction?
Yeah, well, the reduction 25% in the cost of childcare, when does that apply from?
We don't have specific dates on that at this point in time.
Okay, and I know there is a separate issue, and James, I'll put this to you, for businesses or for, let's say, childminders out there who wouldn't be bigger creches, that they aren't registered with TUSLA, so they won't be able to apply for this or process this. But there are promises, I think, from the government to change that or simplify it for the smaller operators next year, which is something that would be positive, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so at the moment, it's only for registered providers. So even someone that may have somebody coming in to help with children in the family home, they technically would be outside the scope of it. So yeah, like you said, Jerry, we'll have to wait and see if they're going to broaden the scope in relation to that.
Okay, all right. And a listener gets in touch with us on the programme this morning. I'd know, James, if you could tackle this one. Can you check out if a person that goes into a nursing home under the Fair Deal scheme, can they have more than €36,000 in their account? If not, shouldn't this be more now with the cost of living going up? Asks a listener.
I didn't see anything announced in the budget
no,
yesterday.
No, I didn't see any increases on it. They're just saying it should be going up to reflect the cost of living, but it's still at 36% to your knowledge at the moment.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on that yesterday.
Okay, all right. Robert, is it in September the double allowance is going to be paid out as well as December? Asked it to this listener.
Okay, so the double payment will be made in October.
Okay.
And the Christmas bonus will be paid in December. So effectively, you'll have a double payment in October and you'll have a double payment, which is the standard payment, plus the Christmas bonus in December. Yes.
Okay. Another listener, a carer, says, look, the €500 for carers and payments per person being cared for, a one-off payment per carer, and when is it to be paid, is the question.
Okay. The one-off payment will be paid in November this year under the carer support grant, and there will be one payment irrespective of the number of persons the person is caring for.
Okay.
So where a person is caring for two people, they will receive one lump sum payment.
Okay. I'm wondering, is it means tested for the fuel allowance disregard is there a means test for the fuel allowance disregard for the over 70s?
Yes, there is. Currently there is, and it's being upgraded in 2023 to 500 for a single person and for 1,000 for a couple. But yes, there is.
And another question on fuel as well, Robert. Can married couples, what can they earn to get the fuel allowance? Wife on disability allowance, but her mom is going to be caught by 60% because I've gone back to work. I'm earning €371 a week for 4 days work and at €438 for 5 days work to be qualified for fuel allowance.
Okay. There's a number of issues there that would require sort of individual assessment in relation to that. What I would say is that primarily in order to qualify for the fuel allowance, the person must have a qualifying social welfare payment and or they must live with somebody else who themselves would qualify for the payment in their own right. That's initially. Then there is the means test, and that means test is based on the income and there would be a calculation involved in that. So that's the sort of in-person individual service that we would provide, so people can contact us and we will actually do that calculation for them and provide them with that information.
Yeah, and more people asking about that, changes to fuel allowance arrangements, people saying they missed out by €4 or €5 last year, wondering if they qualify now. chances are they would if they were that close. Is that right, Robert?
Yes. The issue here is that when the change comes in 2023, more than likely they will qualify. But at this point in time, the underlying qualification criteria hasn't been changed for the 2022 period.
Okay, another listener with a catch-all question. I'm married, I'm working 3 days a week, not claiming any benefits. Any advice, please? I suppose the lesson is, Robert, to check everything. Check your means test, check what you're earning, check what the allowances are to see if you're entitled to be claiming something.
Absolutely. It's more a case of the Department of Social Protection make available a range of support to job seekers and people looking for work. And it's more a case of identifying the person's individual circumstances, their family circumstances, the income, and then on that basis determining which of the payments applies to them. And then on the basis of that, whether or not those payments have a means test. And if they have, what's taken into consideration, what's disregarded. And then for them to have that information prior to engaging with the department so they know what they're asking for and what they should be entitled to according to the department's own regulations.
Sure. The €1,000 reduction in student college fees, is that applicable for the 2022-2023 year? My understanding it is. It is. It's backdated to September?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thanks for that, James. On farming, James, not that much announced in the agricultural area. A grant for slurry tanks, but not much more in this budget.
Yeah, like the slurry tanks one is actually accelerated capital allowances, so that would allow them write off the full amount in the year the expenses incurred, rather than over a period of 8 years for a capital expense item like that. No, not else. Like we said, Gerry, on the tax side, there wasn't a lot. I suppose some of the bigger ones that people were waiting for, the VAT rates are going to expire at the end of next February 23 in relation to the hospitality sector. And also the second reduced VAT rate that applies currently to electricity and home heating oil is also going to expire next February. And then really the only other big ticket items were the increase in the threshold where you pay a tax of 40%.
Yes.
But that does exclude a lot of people that are earning less than 40,000 euro effectively. So really the benefit is for anyone earning 40,000 or above.
Or more.
Yeah, we have a benefit of 640 euro.
Yeah, and I know there is also support for agriculture affected by Brexit as well in the budget. Robert, a listener asks, €500 rent allowance, if you've moved accommodation, moved once or twice, are you still entitled to claim the €500? Would you need to have receipts, etc.?
In relation to, is
the renter's credit. Oh, I think.
That's only allowed. That'll only be allowed once in a calendar year.
Okay, so it'll only be allowed once in a calendar year. And is there a question then over whether it's per person renting, or is it a household? Let's say if you're in a rent share in a property, how does that get worked out? Or are we still waiting for detail on that?
Well, each person will be able to claim the €500, but I suppose we're just waiting for the detail in terms of the quantum of the value of rent you'll be paying. So there will be a value put in it, and once you exceed that threshold, you'll be entitled to it. So there may be a tapering effect in relation to that €500.
And a listener asks as well, I'll put this either of you, one sense, is the income threshold increasing for the SUSE grant? Now, I know the grant is being, there is a one-off payment or there's a doubling of what they get, but I'm not sure the threshold is going up.
I didn't see anything on the threshold going up yesterday.
No, I don't think there is a change to the threshold there in relation to that. One or two more things to get to on the programme. A listener says, what does the total contribution for a pension over a 10-year period mean for a person who's in their early 60s? I'm not sure what that relates to. We might have to get back to that in terms of more detail. And the €1,000 reduction, we covered that one already. Do you have to be living alone to get the fuel allowance? Asked another listener, Robert.
No. In order to qualify for the fuel allowance, you must qualify in your own right, and or you must be living with somebody who would also qualify in their own right. So only one fuel allowance is payable to the household. So either qualifying person can apply for it. There wouldn't be two fuel allowance payments to each individual qualified person. So it's very important that the people be aware that the person that they're living with themselves must also qualify in order for them to qualify for the fuel allowance.
Yeah. Okay. And another listener saying, look, do you have to be on the non-contributory pension to qualify for the free fuel allowance? You don't. It's just it all comes down to your means, I imagine.
That's
Robert.
Right. Yes, that's correct. So they can apply, but it does come down to individual means based on savings, investments, property other than their own home, etc. And that's taken into consideration.
Okay. James, a listener asked, is the DIRT tax, is it still 41% on deposit accounts?
Yeah, none of that has changed, although there will be a review in terms of those rates. Also, yesterday there was speculation pre-budget in relation to capital gains tax and capital acquisitions tax rates, and they weren't changed either. So that was also welcome, where there was probably rumours where they could have potentially gone up.
Yes, and the other thing is, I suppose, on that, the inheritance, nothing done there, nothing changed in inheritance tax, despite the talk in advance of the budget for the longer term, medium term ideas of what might happen with that down the line.
Yeah, so no changes announced yesterday, which was welcome.
Okay, Robert, listeners, says, I get carer support grant, but not carer's allowance. Do I qualify for anything?
So on the carer support grant, if a person is in receipt of carer's allowance, carer's benefit or domiciliary care, they qualify for the payment under the carer support grant heading, yes.
Okay. Caller gave up work to look after her children. She is a dependent on her husband's contributory pension. He will get the 12 euro extra, but will she get it also as a dependent?
There will be a pro rata payment increase for qualified adults and qualified children as well. So it will not be the full rate, but it will be a pro rata increase. But remember, that payment goes directly to the main claimant. So they get paid for the qualified adult and the qualified children.
All right. And James, a question here. I don't know if you can answer it. Listener wondering, can I get the 500 euro rent credit if I'm renting from Kerry County Council, or is it only on the private side that applies to?
Again, it will come down to the value of rent that person is paying, and what further detail will be announced in terms of the values that will be announced. I presume that will be announced as part of the Finance Act on the 20th of October.
Okay, and more detail coming in relation to that. And a listener asked earlier on, does the childcare payment reduction come into effect, or when does it come into effect? Chris Bullman gets in touch with us and says the 20% reduction in childcare comes into force in September of 2023. So for the following year to this year, in terms of the childcare season. If you have a view for us on any of that, get in touch with us in the programme. That's all we have time for on that side of things, from both Robert and from James. Thanks so much for talking to us and answering our questions. Lots of questions coming in from many of our listeners this morning. That's Robert Lynch, INOU Manager of the Welfare Information Service with the Irish National Organisation of the Unemployed, and James Kelleher, partner with Kelleher Roche, Chartered Accountants and Registered Auditors, a chartered accountant himself.